Good morning, Giles. Appreciate you taking the time to have a chat to us. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Michael. Good to be here.
Giles, we wanted to have a chat to you to try and clear up a few issues surrounding the Racing New South Wales Carnival announcement. And it seems like those north of the border have been a little bit quiet. We had a chat to Darren Pearce yesterday from the ATC, and he wasn't able to shed any more light on it. He said it's something more to do with Racing Australia and Peter Verlandis. And once again, Racing Australia have told us this morning that it's inappropriate for them to comment. And it surrounds the announcement of the changes, a number of races, race dates swapping, and also prize money increases. But most people in racing had thought that these types of changes have to go through a patent committee and Racing Australia for them to be given the green light. But from what we're hearing, that hasn't occurred in either occasion. Is that the situation as far as you're aware as well, Giles?
Well, Michael, what I want to say to start with is that every PRA has the right to look at their racing schedule and their prize money levels. There's no doubt that we all have room to improve our carnivals, and we should look to do so. So I think that Racing New South Wales or any PRA should be congratulated for doing that. I mean, we at Racing Victoria have done that in the past. We swapped the McKinnon to Stakes Day last year, and this year we've bumped up the prize money on the Memsey Stakes to launch the spring with a bang. And we've introduced things such as the Melbourne Cup Carnival Country Series, which is a great event where the cup goes round the country, with various heats happening with finals on Oaks Day. So the underlying principle of looking to explore and improve the carnival is the right thing to do. The thing here, which I think is creating the interest, is that while we've got the freedom to do that, we should also probably respect the Patent Committee, and that's our view and why the pattern exists. It exists for good reason, and we should look to respect that. And I think some of these changes step over that requirement for the pattern committee to consider them.
So, Giles, are you a member of the pattern committee?
No, I'm not, no.
So who is the Victorian representative on the pattern committee?
Greg Nichols is our representative on the pattern committee.
So has Greg, as a member of the pattern committee, been were they informed about these likely changes, and were they given feedback or the opportunity for feedback on them?
No, the pattern committee wasn't given the opportunity to consider these changes before they were announced last week. And so the pattern committee is due to meet, I believe, in August, if not before. And these types of changes, in our view, some of them, not all of them by any stretch, but some of them would be right for them to be considered by the Patent Committee.
So the Patent Committee, that seems an unusual way to do business, to make these announcements of the proposed changes as if they are fait accompli without the board or the organisation that approves them being notified of them.
Well, you said they're proposed changes. So while they're proposed changes, they are still proposed changes. There's still time for the Patent Committee to consider them, obviously. But the point of the Patent Committee is, as my understanding of it and my belief around it, is to ensure that we guard our black type race status, not only in each state, but across the country, but also from a worldwide perspective. It's important that Australian racing, or I think it's important for Australian racing to be highly respected and regarded globally. And the Melbourne Cup Carnival, or our whole spring, is a truly international affair with visitors from the UK, Ireland, Germany, Japan, all over. And for that to be the case, our racing has to sort of fit into the protocols of racing globally. And it's through the Patent Committee that we do that.
But these changes, you don't expect that they will be knocked back, do you?
Oh, it's not for me to comment on that, Michael. That's for the Patent Committee to consider those changes.
But does the Patent Committee have any say? This is what seems to be coming to light, that the Patent Committee now basically is obsolete. If Racing New South Wales doesn't even go to the Patent Committee and say, these are the changes we want to do, they just announce them without going to them.
Well, they've announced proposed changes. The Patent Committee is not a decision-making board, it is, or committee. It is a committee that advises the Racing Australia board, and the Racing Australia board makes the final decisions on those types of things. So the Patent Committee merely considers what's put in front of it, makes recommendations based on what's put in front of it.
And the Racing Australia board, and you, Victoria's representative on the board, are you, Giles?
No, the Racing Australia Board representative of Racing Victoria is Greg Nichols. Again, there are directors from all the states around Australia on the Racing Australia Board.
So would it be right to say that Victoria would be opposing this at the Racing Australia Board meeting when these changes come to be ratified?
Michael, again, I can't comment on that because these changes haven't been put to the Patent Committee, and the Patent Committee hasn't made its recommendations to the Racing Australia Board. That's the proper process. It's not appropriate for Racing Victoria to try and influence that or to try and preempt a decision or recommendation of the Patent Committee or the Racing Australia Board.
So it seems that we're in a strange situation. If it hasn't gone to the Patent Committee, we're in the middle of July and the first proposed change is coming up in August. So it seems like we're running out of time. How does the protocol work? If it's got to go to the Patent Committee for consideration and then it's got to go to Racing Australia for consideration, what's that process time-wise?
Well, not all of the changes have to go to the Patent Committee. The Patent Committee has a matrix of requirements that need to go or changes that would need to go to the Patent Committee for consideration. So essentially prize money changes don't have to be approved by the Patent Committee. It's only change of dates or change in distances and those types of things. So there's no reason why the Patent Committee couldn't meet sooner rather than later to hit any particular timetables that need to be hit. But again, it's not all of the changes that need to go to that.
So I'd imagine Melbourne Racing Club aren't too pleased with a number of the changes, especially from a racing perspective, when you've got races that are of similar nature now run basically on the same day in two different states, you'd imagine it would be dilution of the best horses. And we know the Winx Factor on the Craven, but there's other races as well with the Hill Stakes and then the introduction of the St Ledger as well. So from Racing Victoria's point of view and the MRC's point of view, is that something that you're concerned about and you'll make known, or Greg Nichols will make known at the Patent Committee and Racing Australia meeting?
I'm not going to comment for the Melbourne Racing Club. They're more incapable of commenting for themselves. What the Hill Stakes that you're particularly talking about is changing from 2,000 to 1,800 metres, which is a change of 200 metres and therefore requires to go to the Patent Committee. The date change is 14 days and therefore also requires to go to the Patent Committee. You're right in saying it is now potentially clashing with the Underwood Stakes. The way it works is that would get presented to the Patent Committee. The committee would then consider submissions and views of those impacted potentially by that and then would make a recommendation. I'm not going to preempt that process, but you're right to observe that the Hill Stakes change does, a Group 2 change does clash with the Group 1 Underwood Stakes in spring now, yeah.
Okay, so this has to go to the Patent Committee. We don't have a date for the Patent Committee to meet, and then it has to then be passed on to Racing Australia as well. Is that correct?
Well, the Patent Committee is part of Racing Australia, so it's not getting passed on to Racing Australia. The Patent Committee does need to consider this in our view. There might be other people who have a different view to that, but our view that it does need to be considered by the Patent Committee, and therefore the sooner it is, the better.
It seems all rather confusing, doesn't it, Giles?
Oh, it's never straightforward, Michael. We're in a federal system, and the pattern itself, and it's been around for a few decades, is not a straightforward thing. It's not a straightforward process. It's a structure and a protocol that has been established over decades. It's hard won, and it's really important for racing, for breeding as well. The breeding industry relies particularly heavy on black type racing and the pattern that it develops. And so it's not easy, it's not straightforward, and it's something that I think we should guard and look after. It's been hard won, but it's complicated.
Well, see, the perception for the general racing public, especially down here in Victoria, is that Racing New South Wales is running racing in the country, and they basically can do what they wish, change their dates, change the races, etc. And the fact that they haven't gone through Racing Australia before announcing it adds to that perception. From your standpoint here in Victoria, what's your view on that perception?
Well, I think there's two things in answering that, Michael. One is I think New South Wales has every right to try and innovate its program, its prize money, how it runs racing in its state. There's no doubt about that, and they should be congratulated for that. I do think, though, that there is needs to be respect of the global patent process, which Australia is part of, and therefore, at this point, I don't think we've necessarily gone through the processes that we ought to be going through. But that's not to say that we can't go through those processes.
All right, well, we'll watch this space, because Racing Australia won't comment as yet. They say they're looking into it, and Peter Valandis is on holiday, so hopefully towards the end of the week we'll get some more clarification, and I'd love to know when the Patent Committee meets and also Racing Australia meets. Just quickly, Giles, on another topic, I saw yesterday the ACCC are appealing the merger between TAB and also TATS. From Racing Victoria's point of view, what does this mean? Because I know you were originally opposing it. And are they actually appealing the final decision, or is it just certain points in the ruling?
Well, you're right that the ACCC are appealing the decision of the Australian Competition Tribunal, and that we were interveners in that tribunal. The ACCC is appealing on points of law. There are three areas that they're seeking a judicial review on. It's quite technical, quite legal. I'm not a lawyer. But there's certain things such as, for example, whether you can take account of shareholder benefits when you consider the benefits of the merger. So, do the benefits that the Tabcorp shareholders get, is that a positive when you're looking at the pros and cons of the merger? And the tribunal suggested that they were. They could be taken account of, and the ACCC, I think, is suggesting that you shouldn't take account of those private interests. And for us, the areas that the ACCC are appealing are areas that are related to what our concerns were. They are areas around, as I say, interpretation of law. It's a very technical appeal around competition law. That's the ACCC space, and they're the appropriate body to be conducting this appeal. We'll be watching on with interest.
So could it alter things as far as Racing Victoria is concerned?
Oh, I don't think it changes anything from Racing Victoria's perspective. I think what it does is it creates uncertainty around the merger, because I think that the technicality of asking for a judicial review is actually you are appealing the decision. I think that's the way it works. So it adds uncertainty to the merger, which, of course, we as joint venture partners of Tabcorp are indirectly impacted by that. But how this plays out and what the process is from here, that's one for the lawyers, not for me. I'm afraid I don't really have any great insight into that, other than to say this is all very new territory. The whole the whole tribunal process and where we've got to, this is without precedent. So there's no clear path as far as I can work out.
And just finally, Giles, before I let you go, we did an interview with a young lady who works at Arrowfield last week, Vicky Leonard. She wrote a blog about racing's perception outside of the racing bubble and what it needs to do to try and get back into mainstream and get more people interested who basically only have a cursory a view of racing. And I notice that on the 1st of August, a horse's birthday, Racing Victoria is going to be doing something which promotes the health and well-being of horses as well, which is maybe part of that cut-through that we need to focus on more. What's happening there?
Oh, this is a great initiative. It's a bit of a brainchild of our chief steward, Terry Bailey. So what we're doing down at Geelong Racetrack is an off-the-track day for the horse's birthday. It's a welfare day, and so what we're doing is we're providing free equine welfare activities and information sessions, and to celebrate the horses in our sport, and to recognise the off-the-track program and everything we must do and have responsibility for around the welfare of our horses. So free dental checks, free advice on looking after horses, people bringing their horses for the day and having a great day out to celebrate horses and looking after them before, during and after racing. It's a great initiative. And those who haven't had a chance to sign up for it yet, I would implore you to do so. It should be a great day.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Did you catch Vicky Leonard's blog, by the way, or did you hear any of the feedback regarding her sentiments on the racing industry and how it's viewed?
Oh, I did, and they're not new sentiments. I've heard them before. Our job as Racing Victoria is to ensure that our sport grows and is attractive to current and future generations, and that's what we'll strive for every day. You know, racing is a great sport. We're coming up to a fantastic carnival I think last year we had half a million people who went to the racetrack. 7,000 individual owners competed for over 55,000. That's like 50 million of prize money. It's a great sport, and we need to take that sport to a wider part of our community and the younger generations, and we'll work towards that.
Giles, thanks for having a chat to us this morning.
No problem, Michael. Speak soon.
Giles Thompson.